Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
It's time for Seminole Headlines, featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, Managing Editor Ira Schofel, and Senior Writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
And away we go with hour number two. Headliner questions forthcoming. Good to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. And thanks to Dr. Birch, Birch Orthodontics. Take it away, Ira.
Yay, braces.
You're a good spokesman for Birch Orthodontics.
I'm happy to do it. You know what? If Dr. Birch stopped paying us, well, let's not get carried away.
No.
But I still,
if anything, she's got to double up on.
I wouldn't be doing it on the show, but right. I'd be doing it on the streets. I'm already doing it on the streets. All of our kids went to Birch Orthodontics to get their braces. Unbelievable smiles. They're all coming home for Thanksgiving. It's awesome. I don't know if they still had the old raggedy teeth. It wouldn't be quite a happy Thanksgiving.
You wouldn't want to make them smile.
But now,
you wouldn't say funny things. Keep them zipped as we take this picture.
Exactly.
Old snaggly two asses.
The closed mouth smile. Let's do one that way. Yeah. Let's do one.
Just try it both ways.
Yeah.
Smile. But, Dad, you never choose the other one. Yeah. Don't
it's fine. We like to look serious. Yeah.
I like that somber looking off in the distance.
But if your kids need some help or anybody in your family needs some orthodontic help, birchorthodontics.com is the website. They'll set up free consultations. Just great customer service, and they're Knowles. Heather Birch is a huge FSU fan. I think she finally realizes I wasn't lying to her about Jordan Travis.
That's right. Yeah, or Mike Norvell.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I can show my face
around
this.
And I'll say
for a little while.
I'll say something that you two guys can't, because this was relayed to me by Stephanie, my girlfriend, whose daughter just went there yesterday to get some retainers. She thinks that Heather Birch has like the same hiring practices as like Fox News with her dental hygienist, because they're all blonde and beautiful.
Oh, okay.
And she said that the one that met with Eva last night looked like a supermodel, even with a mask on. So I'm just saying, and that's a woman saying that. I know you guys would never bring that up on air.
No.
Or if you've ever, you probably never even noticed it.
I'm so focused on the high quality work.
So any single dads out there, you know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So there's something else there. But Stephanie says they're all gorgeous. So that's a shout out to everyone there.
Caleb, donated to the cause, everybody.
Caleb, what's up, dog?
Thanks for the 5-star content, you guys. If I was closer, I'd put you on my tab every time I saw you at Horizons Bar and Grill and make a point of seeing Heather Birch for a checkup. Not enough room for a question.
Right. Good shout out to Horizons,
well
man.
Done.
That's a great place, too.
Got that in there as well. Yes, it's exciting times. All right, so we're going to start with a little Facebook question here. Let's get it going. Tom writes, choo-choo. I know that's for our basketball team. Our team looks stacked. What a dominating game. Looked like we made Mizzou quit last night in the second half. Am I crazy to think this team makes a serious run? No, I mean, this is an annual occurrence, Tom. This is a top three ACC program. That's just what Florida State is now.
Yeah, you got to get used to it.
That's inarguable. Yeah. They're just back-to-back-to-back Sweet 16s. This is what they do.
And I like that we're starting off Florida week headliner questions with a basketball question.
Yeah. Well,
that shows you where this basketball team is now, too. In the overall, I can't even finish that sentence. Go ahead.
Man, the next question is a basketball question, too. Should I skip over to Twitter?
We could just go back to Twitter.
No, go back. Just
Nancy writes, hey, guys, love the show and look forward to it every week. Now that basketball season has started, I'm in my seats for both men and women.
Okay.
The atmosphere is great. One thing does bother me. When an opponent makes a basket, the announcer at the Tuck says their name in the blandest tone possible. Yes. Most times, everyone's name either sounds like do if it's one syllable, or do if it's two. Can't we Knowles be a little bit more respectful as we're beating their asses? So you want me to tell Woody to say their names, enunciate a little bit clearer?
Maybe enunciate. You don't have to be excited. You don't have to be Deckerhoff.
Williams on the basket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You hear that all the time. Yeah,
like that one.
Dude, Scott Wood. Wood for three.
Yep.
Wood for three.
Wood for three.
Flying back from Boston, the flight attendant who is working the mic. Mm. I don't know how it had to be like a joke. They had to be playing.
It's probably on
there
YouTube
somewhere.
There was
not one word you could understand from what she was saying. It was like the
Charlie Brown
teacher.
Wah, wah, wah,
the whole
wah, wah, wah,
time.
I get mad at the excessive talking from the flight crew to begin with. You know they have instructions that last an hour. Like, just shut up. Nobody's listening to you. If this plane goes down, we're dead.
Can you just hand us pamphlets, too? Not that I've been on a flight in 5 years, but just hand out pamphlets. Because if the plane's going down or
you're dead.
Land in the ocean,
you're
dead. Doesn't matter if you're wearing your seatbelt.
Doesn't matter if you duck.
If you do somehow survive the crash, you'll figure out a way out. You're not going to wait till the fire gets you.
They'll try the door.
Yeah, you're going to try a door. This looks like a way to get out.
Like, let me try this. Exit. Yeah. Exit.
Let me kick this down.
This lady could have been telling us she was taking over the plane, and we wouldn't have known.
Everybody would
have
been just looking at each other.
Yeah. I think she said we have planes.
Gentlemen, I wish to reflect on the great Corey Clark saving the season with an all-time question to our head coach. As for Nicholas, the performance from the team after that has vaulted us to the best program in the state. Man, with a few months, could you three reflect or note a similar time in the Big Three history in this state? As a side note, after the Miami game, Van Spike inspired me to get Registers Variety Pack.
There you go.
Many amazing meals since. Yay, sausage.
I'm telling you, you're not going wrong with the Variety Pack. They're all good, man. Not just the andouille and the jalapeno cheddar. They're all good.
So is the question a time when...
We will reflect when the state of the state...
Okay.
Was like
when
this.
Everything.
I think it was more about how I saved the season.
Well, that's
if
how
y'all want to address that.
The question.
Oh, okay.
Because he knew that would appeal to you.
Right.
Well, you ever notice that most people that writing these questions have to do this thing where they try to appeal to his ego?
It's weird. How
they know how
Facebook.
Much he needs it, but neither one of us.
I mean, I don't get validation anywhere else. I got to get it somewhere.
Michael writes, "Why aren't we 6-6 right now? We beat two teams in Boston."
Well, you're absolutely right. And almost beat them that night against Jacksonville State.
But back to the other question, has there been a time when all three have been kind of in the middle of it? Like, usually there's one at least that's doing well.
I mean, it's felt like, I know Florida's been better the last two years, but they haven't been great.
When Florida was 4-8 and terrible and doing that stuff there at the end of what's-his-face's run before he got fired, Miami wasn't good then.
Right.
Miami hasn't been good before State was coming.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you're right.
It was Florida State.
Maybe 11, you would have thought. 2011, I don't think any of those teams were. I know Florida wasn't because Florida State beat them that year with 80 yards of offense.
But Florida and Miami were both in the top 15 to start the season.
Yeah.
Like you said, when Florida lost by 2 points and outgained Alabama by over 100 yards in that game in the second half, they moved from 13 to 10.
I don't remember a year anywhere close to this where the narratives have gone up and down so much. And you thought Diaz was done in October, and then he gets this quarterback, and now he's going to end up winning 6 of his last 7.
What looking at? I mean, I never thought Derek King was all that good, and he certainly didn't look good when he came back from injury. How in the hell did you not? What were they doing?
I think I mentioned it. Joe Zagacki was on, who's their radio guy, was on Keith and Tom's show.
Front Row Knowles.
And he said that he was, in practice, he was like the third best quarterback. He was behind the Jake Garcia guy, too.
Yeah. Well, Jake Garcia will probably be in the portal, I would imagine, because he's not beating out that kid.
That's bizarre, because he's like legit good.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, so, and he's good in the rain.
Although he was good in the rain the other night.
But
you know, he also didn't look great in the first game or two they played. It was like something happened after he got
it on
the field.
It was like halftime at Carolina.
Yeah. And he just said, screw
this. When he's like, I'm just going to start winging it. But yeah, and then Florida's been, Florida was top 10, thought they had the best coach in the state for sure. And now they just fired him before Diaz even got fired. And Diaz might keep his job because they're going to end up winning 6 of the last 7.
I love that you say that, and I hope you keep saying it because I'm somewhere there's a Miami fan cringing every time you do it.
They don't want to keep him. I know they don't, but they
haven't fired him yet, and he's going to finish the season with 6 wins in 7 games, and the one loss was a loss on a 4th-and-14 on the road. Like, they're that close to being like 8-4. Good for them. Keep him. I like what he's doing.
I think, he's a great coach. You need to keep him.
He's the best they've had since Butch Davis.
Extend him another few years here? Absolutely.
Well, you need stability down there.
You need that security in recruiting. Yeah, absolutely. Eric writes, gentlemen, we've reached that time of year where I want to wish you all not just a happy Thanksgiving, but a rock-ass solid Thanksgiving with all that pie that each of you can possibly
get. And all the fixings.
Yeah, all the pie. I went and got some pie the other day, boys.
Did you?
I did.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Always. If you had to place a bet on what you thought was more likely, that we begin the 2022 season against a Jimbo Fisher-coached LSU team or finish the season against a Lane Kiffin-coached Florida team, what option would you put your money on as the more likely scenario? Well, I think the more likely scenario is Lane to Florida. Yeah. I don't think Jimbo's leaving Texas A&M. And I think
he made that abundantly clear in a way that he never did when he was here.
He says that he'd be a fool to do that. They have everything that he yearned for. Other than he likes LSU more, which he does. Fine. He always will. He'll go to his grave secretly wishing he had been the head coach at LSU. But
I think he also realizes that these people love him in a way that
really
nobody in Baton Rouge is going to love him.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
that way,
if he doesn't come in there and win right away at Baton Rouge,
they'll just get rid of him.
Yeah, you're the next Curly Hallman.
These people in freaking College Station think he's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, well,
and he's steady losing three
games. It's a cult. They, you know, he's the cult leader.
Democrats.
Although he's
they like torches.
Usually cult leaders are like they're their people. Like they come from those people. Jimbo, I think, has some serious disdain probably.
Oh, that's for my the people favorite part of the whole thing. Admire is the look on his face. There is this unease to every one of his press conferences, or any time that he's forced to go down there and do the stupid little sway thing, or any of the other dumbass things they do, which is everything.
Yeah.
So every time I see it, I could just see that because we've seen that face when he's uncomfortable. The darty eyes. You know how he gets that when he's either lying. Or he's uncomfortable in a situation. His eyes dart everywhere.
I wonder what he looks like if he ever went to one of those Friday night yell sessions where they're hitting themselves and
they're doing a little dancing thing.
I mean, he would be like, he'd run out of the stadium.
He'd probably start to cry.
He'd run to LSU.
He's like, I've seen this. I'm from West Virginia. I've seen this kind of nonsense.
Or he'd just bring up his bank app on his phone.
Stare at his,
he's not motivated by money.
Stare at his two ranches. He's got two ranches.
He does love the ranches.
Yeah, two.
Plural.
And he and Marty McGee can ride around on horses. So, by the way, I would tell you that. Yes, again, Lane Kiffin, to answer your question, would be the more likely scenario, although that's not who I think they're going to hire. Now that Cousin Eddie is sipping high an eggnog in his RV while rubbing Snot's belly, do you think the Gators will play inspired football? This is from Allen. Or will they go into hibernation for the winter and the Noles go bowling?
It's a great question.
Yeah, there's no way to know. I just think that this week, you wouldn't think they're preparing at a fever pitch for this game with so much uncertainty about their careers, their futures, their coaches' futures. But, yeah, man, we'll see. I mean, it is a rivalry game, and I assume they'll come out and try to play hard, at least initially.
And don't you think, like, if Florida State was 10-2 or 10-1 right now, they would be more fired up? Like, it's not like they think they're ruining this great Florida State team season.
Yeah, it's like, let's keep them away from a bowl. Right. It's like, all right, they haven't been to a bowl in three of the last 4 years. That's not that big a deal. You're not ending a bowl streak.
I just don't know where the focus and motivation comes from. It doesn't. You wouldn't think it's going to come from.
Especially if they don't really want to play in a bowl.
Well, that's another part.
Because
another
could be that they want to go play in a bowl, but it doesn't seem like they do.
No, it's extra time together after this miserable campaign.
I don't want to do this for another three weeks.
Again, with coaches that won't be there.
Yeah.
Timothy writes, I guess Mullen will have plenty of time to talk recruiting now since he didn't want to talk about it during the season. But for a good laugh, go back, look at John Brantley's interception in 2011 into quadruple coverage against us at the end of the first quarter. Go Noles.
I wonder.
That was Charlie Weiss's offense then. Remember him?
With the rhinestone belt hanging on for dear life.
Yeah. And sitting on didn't he sit on a Gatorade cooler?
Yes. That cooler was like, hold! All the particles inside were desperately clutching one another. Hold!
It would be, though, like, could you do an NIL deal? You can't do an NIL deal where you're using it for recruitment. Like, you can't promise Travis Hunter $1 million to come to the school.
You say that.
On the record.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, you say that.
You can promise Travis Hunter whatever Travis Hunter wants.
And you should be.
Yes.
Could you do it as an incentive to win a game? Like, could a big UF booster go to the players, the team, and say, look, if you beat these frickin' Seminoles and keep them out of a bowl game, I'm going to buy you guys all a car? Like, can you care
that much about this game?
That's the only.
You'd have to really care about your team getting to 6-6.
Where else would the motivation come from?
I mean,
where I'll give you each a grand.
That's more likely than a car.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be, I guess, motivation, sure. But then then he goes to the Florida State guys and says, I'll give you $1,500 if you beat Florida to hedge. That's the ultimate hedge, right?
So that's a guy just having fun.
Yeah, just a guy playing the puppeteer.
That's a guy like, watch this. I've got more money than I know what to do with, but watch this. This will be fun. Yeah, that's weird.
Might be Jimbo.
Do you guys have a favorite memory of a Florida game you attended? Mine were 02 and 03 great games. That's from Matthew.
There were Chris Ricks beat him twice.
In 93, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
In 93 for me.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that one, so I would say 98. The Peter Warwick catch off the should have been pick six and then the throw to Dugans.
Yeah.
That place was really loud and it was a very memorable night.
Game. It was
really loud because Florida had kept them out of a national championship 2 years in a row. Kept them from winning it really. And so to get that little revenge on them with your third string quarterback was pretty fun.
The 93 game was incredible. That was so fun to be at, especially because I was just surrounded by Gators. So
I was in the press box, so probably also surrounded by Gators. But just the fact that it was first of all, it was played at such a high level, the crowd was amazing, and then you knew that play was historic. Like, when it happened, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then there was the time, the Sebastian Janikowski field goal.
That was 99,
in the swamp, after it had gotten so loud and Florida had come back and then Chris Winkie led them down, and then when he, you know, the penalty call, and then he turns to the fans and, and then makes it. That was a good moment too. I was at that game.
Yeah, that was a good win. Yep. That was a good one. Good. They've had a lot of good moments down there. Not some great ones, but a lot of good ones too.
Some of the headlines.
I like Kelvin Benjamin too, by the way.
Continues pitching him all day long. Yeah, that was good. Throwing him into the stands.
Yeah, yeah, and then rolling through the whole team on that one touchdown.
Yeah, it was incredible. You're right. That was a good.
That was as dominant as it is.
He got mad because early in the game he was interfered with, and the official allowed it, and he was like, "Oh, so we're playing big boy ball out here now?"
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's, good luck, Vernon.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for them. Yeah. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Nate wants to know, is the sod cemetery big enough for the huge bit of sod that Jermaine took?
Yeah, I don't know if he knew,
how angry those BC fans were. That was awesome.
It is funny, though, to think about, like, and I get it, when people come and spit on your logo or plant a flag in the middle.
Okay.
It's like, guys, you've been cutting up people's fields for 40 years.
I was telling
it comes with the territory.
I stay with my sister and my brother-in-law when I'm up there, and they're not big college football fans, huge Patriots fans, not big college football fans, and I was explaining it to my brother-in-law, and he's like, "So what now?
Yeah.
They cut." He's like, "Isn't that an artificial turf?" I was like, "Oh yeah." He's like, "Huh?" And everybody's okay with that.
No, not really.
I want to know, like, what does Boston College do with that
they
little
charge
pocket?
FSU?
Do they?
FSU has to pay to repair it.
Oh, all right. Why don't they just bring a replacement right there and just
should.
Just like
with
resod
a secret
it.
Message underneath?
Yeah, go ask yourself, BC.
Yeah,
or
you guys suck.
Sign Jermaine Johnson, Keir Thomas. Keir was here. It say Keir was here.
Sam writes, "Hey Jeff, Ngom looked pretty good at the start of the game
last night. That's right. He's a
good
difference
maker. Could be Ira's right for 2022. On a serious note, is what he writes.
That wasn't serious.
That was serious.
What are the three wise men's thoughts on this basketball team? We think they're good, like they are every year. We just think that it's going to take a while to gel. You'll have some good performances. You'll have some performances where you're like, that's head scratching. But by the end of the year."
I think it's going to be interesting with Mills because he is a guy that is used to – a contested shot for him is still a good shot. But in this offense, that's not what they preach. You pass it until somebody's open. But he makes a lot of those shots, or he has in his career. So there's going to be that delicate balance of this is a good shot for me, but maybe not a good shot for the team in him fight because he hasn't been great yet.
No, not really.
And I like what he does on defense. He really does play hard, but he hasn't been a difference maker yet on offense. But you know, in some of these ACC games, especially on the road, you're going to need somebody to go make shots, and you can't just settle for.
And they got to be able to create off the bounce.
Yeah,
and he can do.
And him at Cleveland gets any shots he wants. He's to me been the most impressive offensively, but they all play really hard on defense.
Kevin writes, "Jeff, I know you designate this for basketball, choo-choo for the cardiac Knowles. All right, what is everyone's favorite awkward moment of Dan Mullen's tenure at UF? Mine is when he danced around the locker room dressed like Darth Vader and UF players didn't acknowledge him."
That's up there.
"As always, thanks for all that you do. Through the fun and the misery, you guys always keep me going. I hope that you and your families enjoy a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Go Knowles, beat UF."
Yeah, thank you, man. That was very nice.
Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as his most awkward moment, I think the Darth Vader thing's got to be up there. Although,
because it wasn't funny and it didn't really have a, there was no context,
there was no connection.
Yeah,
no. And it also had stemmed. It was the day where he started the brawl at halftime.
Yeah,
And I think that was after the Texas A&M nonsense where he like,
"I want to see this swamp pack.
I want, he called everybody.
I don't care about whatever this thing's called. We want 90,000. We want to. It's like, all right, and his player throwing a shoe.
But so that also helps answer the question for people who think that just on the surface level, the record, like he was saying and doing dumb things that made powerful people on UF's campus, as well as powerful alumni, Bull Gators and the like, very uncomfortable.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it was humiliating. They thought he was obnoxious and a clown.
And not good enough to be that.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and keep winning 12 games if you're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are most of the Facebook questions, guys. So we're going back to Twitter here.
Twitter, baby.
Here we go. So we've won 5 out of 7. Can Mark Schlabaugh wait until after we beat UF to file his open records request with the Leon County Courthouse, or did he start today? I bet he's already got an Airbnb booked for after Thanksgiving.
Old Schlabaugh, man.
Before the Noles get uppity.
I haven't.
It is weird how his, we've talked about before, how his career has become this.
Yeah, because he, you know, he went to UGA and is a very good writer. And he was at the Post, as like Washington Post, as like a college football writer.
And then chose to publish the books about the stupid duck
the
guys.
The swamp people, yeah. But then after that, it's like all his whole beat now.
Stupid swamp people?
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Yeah,
duck call.
But his beat now is just off the field stuff. Like, I don't know that he's covered a game in 10 years.
They had him on game day. It was like a month ago because somebody got arrested somewhere.
Yeah, but that's his beat.
And it
it's
doesn't
weird.
Even look like he wants to be there.
I don't think he
maybe he hasn't wanted to be there a long time.
You don't get
buddy.
Into sports writing to cover that. That's no, news. That's new. It's just an odd. It's an odd path. His career
thought
taken.
Is, and it's a guess that he's still under contract, and they have to justify paying right. him. So they're like, look, here's what you're gonna have to do. Something.
But when
man.
Do you ever
you don't do a damn thing ever?
When do you ever hear about Schlabaugh's name anymore? It's only like once a year when something happens, or Orgeron hits
Baylor,
on a, the Baylor, Orgeron hitting on a co-ed, whatever those things
so
are.
So I do have a bit of a funny Schlabaugh story. He tried to get me to tell him what I was going to say on SportsCenter for the Jameis thing.
Yeah.
Like the day before. He's just like trying to be friendly and all
this.
No, he's
like, a good
so
reporter.
What's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen? I'm like, I'm not telling you what's going to happen so that you can write it and be the guy standing on those steps instead.
But he's always wanted to be the newsbreaker writer. I mean, he's always been more of that than the feature guy. But this is it's just a weird
it's a weird veer his yeah. his career's taken.
W. Clayton writes, with the coaching changes at UF and LSU and our recent success, what are the realistic expectations for this recruiting class? Top 15, top 5, top 10?
I wonder what happens if they get Marvin Jones,
dude,
and if they get Julian Armella, and if they get Earl Little.
Oh, the Kevin Coleman kid,
Kevin
right?
Coleman.
I mean, they're going to get.
You wouldn't think they're going to get all of them, but if they do get a bunch of those kids, I wonder how high it could go. I'm not sure how high it could go.
Top 10 is probably what your ceiling. Yeah. You're not going to get. Top 5 might be tough to crack,
but
top 10.
That would be pretty cool.
Top 10 with a 6-6 or a 5-7 yeah. season is pretty impressive. And it bodes well for the future.
Walter writes, UF coaching. Come on, stop doing this. UF coaching charge change blamed entirely on the UF media beat writers. They did not have the Corey Clark talent in the room who knew how to ask Mullen the right question at the right time in order to save a program.
You think you would have got those responses from Mullen?
I think,
those
man,
questions?
I get it out of anyone, right. Ira. You know that. You look what I've done buttons. To you.
Yeah.
You
the,
just because your personality
manner with
now.
Which he asked it. It elicits a fiery response or an emotional one of some kind. Sometimes
I think Dan
you
Mullen,
break people down
because that was a recruiting question.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have just said, hey, it's not recruiting season. Next
so
question.
It's not all you then. It's partly Norvell. Norvell gets some of the credit.
Look, to dance, you got to have a partner.
Right, right.
And I feel like Norvell and I mean, we're like Swayze and Gray. I mean, I'm gonna be lifting.
Is he
him.
Holding you up?
No, other
yeah,
way around.
Say,
I'm holding him.
You're
up.
Holding Mike up.
I'm holding
I don't
Mike
know
up.
About
he's
all
taking
that.
A running start, and I'm
and
lifting
you're catching him.
Him
and holding him and twirling.
By the way, have y'all seen Amon Schumpert on Dancing with the Stars?
I heard he won it or something.
He should be a professional dancer on the show. He's incredible.
Why
he's
you,
the best.
My
was,
question is,
Twitter,
why are you
Twitter,
watching
Twitter.
That?
It was on Twitter. I haven't watched that
I was
show
like,
since
what
I.
What the hell are you doing?
I got divorced. I had to watch it when I was married, but since I got divorced, that was probably the final straw.
You know, some players.
The Stars
you probably
show.
Filed the night she made you watch that. I would have.
No, it was none of her concerns.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
You know, he's, for whatever reason, man, I hated him when he was at Georgia Tech. Like, I hated that kid when he was at Georgia. I don't know why.
I don't
I
either.
I like it when
yeah.
you can admit to hating kids for no
reason. For no reason,
reason
just an apparent
no,
bias.
No, at all.
I mean, but sometimes just, we all have to admit it. There have yeah. been plenty of kids that I hate for no
but
good
go
reason.
But go check him out on Twitter. You don't have to go watch the whole show, but Amon Schumpert is like the best contestant maybe any of those shows has ever had.
Could he be on Cheer? Because he that
Ira, don't
great
take
documentary
shots at
that you continue to.
I'm very, very disappointed with what's happened in that show. They don't even have it anymore because the guy was apparently
a molester.
Yes.
Matt writes,
disappointing.
Will the remarkable success of 11-4 increase the odds of luring personnel from top defenses in the transfer portal? Well, we did talk about this last hour. Yeah. Has to. Also, did Mullen just pull a Jimbo with the way he left UF in shambles? You know, Jimbo stopped recruiting when he knew he was going to leave. Dan Mullen never liked recruiting and hadn't done a good job. So there's some similarities there. I don't know.
But I think they've got more talent on the roster overall.
They do.
Well, and also you can't have a hire that exacerbates the problems you have now. If they hire someone that is good, it can be a pretty quick fix.
Well, and the problem with all this is it's so hard to know how any of this is going. It's always been hard when you had a coaching change. But in this era with the transfer portal, there's no telling what could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's they could lose a dozen kids. They could lose two dozen kids.
Say it louder.
I was talking.
Why would anybody be there?
I was talking to somebody the other day. If
man,
the transfer,
I feel the team.
If the transfer portal had existed when Ricks was in college, would Rick have taken him to Georgia?
No. What?
You don't think he would have taken Chris Ricks to Georgia?
Mm.
He looked pretty good as a freshman, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was his best year.
But that was also David Green's first year, and he was just a redshirt freshman, and they had Shockley coming in.
Yeah.
So the context matters there. But, yeah, after his first year, he looked good enough. But you wouldn't in 2001, you wouldn't have left Florida State for Georgia, no matter who the coach
was. But if you're the guy who recruited you from California
plus
left,
he got
I'm
Dickey.
Just saying.
You got Daryl Dickey coaching you.
That's right. Ricks would have gone to Bowden. Coach, what are we going to do here? Oh, we got Daryl and Jeff.
We got Daryl right here. We're good to go.
We got Daryl and Jeff.
I'm going to elevate Jeff. We're going to kick ass.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, Coach. I just need to know.
So much better now.
But I just,
the guy on the radio says that's not true.
But, like, so the new guy comes in, and he – or the new guy or new woman, who knows, comes in at Florida. And, like, do you have to go sit down?
They're going to hire a woman.
It's possible. You go sit down. I'm just saying, I don't want to rule it out.
It's a heady hire.
I'm not going to rule it out.
All right, then.
If you go – do you go sit down with Anthony Richardson right away and be like, hey, man, like, you're our guy. Or – and then go talk to Emory and say, hey, you're our guy.
I think Holmes is gone.
So he might be gone. Well, I mean, how many
of those – he would have been gone if Mullen had stayed.
I think he's gone.
Yeah. We'll see. He might like the new hire. But that's number one priority to me is make sure that kid stays.
Right.
So, yeah, whoever they hire needs to talk to him immediately.
But they've got a bunch of kids. I was listening to the press conference with Knox, the interim head coach, and there was a question about, like, why certain guys haven't played. Are you going to let so-and-so play?
Now that the dumbass is out of here, are we going to let these other kids play?
Because apparently they do have some highly talented kids that never played. Mm-hmm. So they're on the roster. And
I think they should shut it down. The kids, I mean, at this late stage of the year, you don't need to get out there in this game.
Play the walk-ons.
I would take it on down the road.
Play the walk-ons and just see what happens.
Chris writes, not really a question, just a shout-out to these players and coaches for getting me to enjoy FSU football again. Haven't felt like this since 2016 and definitely didn't see this coming after the Jacksonville State game.
Absolutely. And,
an agreed-upon sentiment.
And we've talked about, like, the progress of a program. You lose big, you lose small, you win big, you win small, and all that. I really feel like this game on Saturday was supposed to be their win-big moment. They went up there and dominated for 35, 38 minutes, and just some weird, bizarre things happened.
Usually doesn't happen within a same season.
Right, yeah. But that would have been two, like, double-digit road wins for a team that hadn't gotten one of those since probably Dalvin was the running back, or Jameis was the quarterback. So
Felt like Carter was in office.
Yeah, I know. But it's really cool to see, like, the progression through a season. Whether they win or lose this game or not, you feel really good, really good about the direction of the program for the first time in a good long while.
I got to give Panama Noel credit here. Go ahead.
I have one more NIL question.
Mm. Oh.
Could an opposing fan go to the other team and say, hey, man, I'll sign you to advertise for my dealership or whatever it is if you don't play this weekend? Or you sit out the rest of the season?
I mean, you're going to have to start explaining some things, Ira. Like, why would a Tallahassee car dealership have Anthony Richardson talking about getting this Nissan?
It's a strange choice.
And by the way, I'm not playing anymore this season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he said that in the commercial, they'd be cool. I
guess. Great way to sell cars.
Yeah. You want to be in this Nissan?
Yeah. I'm not playing football anymore, everybody.
I'm not going to play football.
So come on down.
I play for a team you don't like.
Part of my deal is I have to be here on Saturdays to sell cars.
Yeah. Oh,
so
there you
that's
go.
Why I can't play anymore for the Gators.
Yeah, there's a lot of different avenues the whole NIL can take. That's one to explore for sure.
Panama Noel writes, pies for that ass this week.
Okay.
Right. Wanted to ask about something you may not have talked about already. Thoughts on Mike Norvell's time management at the end of the game. Yeah, no, he nailed that. That seems self-evident, right? Watching that play out the way it did.
The first half was – I don't know what's going – once you try the shot in McLean and he loses it in the sun or whatever, because that was a good throw.
He did lose it in the sun. I don't know if you could tell it on TV, but the sun was that sun.
So once that happens, just take a knee and get out. You don't need Jordan Travis taking a ridiculous, unneeded sack, an unneeded hit for no real reason at your 20 with 20 seconds left.
I kind of liked Halfley coming back and calling timeout with 1 second left.
Yeah, 1 second left.
That whole thing. But the last part of it, there are a lot of coaches that are, because of the plays they run, whether it's a knee or just running straight into the line,
they're
having to punt with 8 seconds left.
Siphon the rest
left.
Of that off, yeah.
I thought he was either going to do what he did,
or
roll out to the right, or run back and take a safety.
I thought he might take a safety, which would have been problematic.
I gotcha.
We don't need all that now.
No, they stole it. Florida State stole
it.
Just depends
on alternate lines.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah,
those kinds of things.
Yeah.
You can't have
worked
that,
out.
Man.
He already screwed a lot of people. He already screwed a lot of fans.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there watching. I was like, well, don't do that. It may be the logical thing to do, but that's not what you're going to do
here. Do not take a safety here, Mike.
That's not what we're doing here. By the way, Sir Stuart Wallace responded to Panama Noel, and he didn't really ask us a question, but he did write, goodness gracious, sir, pies for that ass.
It's a family show.
Yeah, it's a little shaky. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment. How you doing there, podcasters? Good to hear it. Listen, if you're wondering, For a good place to eat, watch a game, have a cold beer, enjoy a lot of choices, we suggest Horizons Bar and Grill.
Maybe even run into us. You might see us.
You and I especially.
Yes.
I mean, I'm there once a week, I think. When I'm in town, I'm there. Stephanie and I are there. Great place. Cold beer, hot women, everything you want in a I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, it's okay.
Hot beer and cold women at some bars.
You're into.
I like the good-looking ladies, too. That's
sure,
all right.
But
even if that's not your thing, I'll be there. I'm a good-looking guy.
And we would all agree, great food. Legitimately
the most
good
important
food.
Part of this ad is the great food.
It's great food. They got TV, sports bar. They got that vibe, but beer, food, everything you could want. And most importantly, again, other than the food, is that there is at least, I'd say, a 35% chance one of us would be there.
And you get the mac and cheese bites.
And you can get those shrimp tacos, which are the king. You've gotten healthy on me lately.
I eat the hummus.
Who eats that? He does. At Horizons Bar and Grill.
I like hummus. Maybe I don't, but Horizon's got some great hummus.
But you look for them on their website. You can see their happy hour specials. It's just a great place to hang out. And it's and if you want like a little upscale dinner, you can go in there for that as well. It's at Bannerman Crossing at the right off of Thomasville Road in Bannerman up there on the Northeast Tallahassee.
Tell them Headlines sent you.
Well, the important thing is support the people who help support Seminole Headlines. That's Horizons Bar and Grill. And thanks for listening to the podcast.
Woo!
Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Mike wants to know, next year, can we get a headline cast during the football games like the Manning cast? Ratings goldmine, boys.
I wish we could. The issue we've got is the we can't
covering
show you the
game.
Well, we can't. Well, the other part is we can't show you the game on video because they have the rights.
But you could listen to us watch the game with you. It's like we're all in a bar watching the game together.
Yeah, we could do that if you can get it synced up. But yeah, we actually have to cover the games.
Yeah, but we just talk the whole time anyway until the game's over.
Good point.
Central Florida Noel charge
$20 entry to watch the game with us on a cast.
You'll have to write in giant letters, not safe for work, and then spell it out for everybody.
Especially if it's a night game.
All the sensibilities, the crybabies will be out here. Oh. If we win on Saturday, are we safe to let our Gator friends and family have it, or is it too soon? Would that be bad karma? Just wondering how big of an ass I can reasonably be.
I think you soak it up while you can, right?
Yeah, man, you don't know. Nothing's guaranteed. Right. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. If you beat them, you don't know when you're going to beat them again. Now, we think it could be a run here, but we don't know. So go ahead and soak it up while you can. You should be doing that to your Miami fans right now, Miami friends right now, if you have any.
We were 0-4 and lost to Jacksonville State, and we still went to your stadium and
went to your stadium and beat your
Jacksonville State would have beaten y'all by 3 touchdowns. Y'all don't understand how good that team was.
Mark writes, who do you think will be the next coach at Florida? Who would be the best and worst from the FSU perspective? Well, I don't want him to hire Billy Napier. That's the coach that I think very highly of, and I think he would be a good hire for them. I'm hoping LSU makes that hire because I actually think that's who they should hire. He's already recruited the state of Louisiana exceptionally well, and that's a big-time job that he'd be interested in. But so is Florida, so we'll see. And as far as who would be the worst for them in terms of how that helps FSU?
You have to assume, there's some options. Willie?
I don't think they're going to hire Willie. He's struggling right now. I don't know if you saw that. So some other names that might not work out for them that they think.
Is Ray Goff still alive?
Who's in the Saban rehab clinic right now?
Well, there's a bunch of them, but that doesn't always. As it turns out, I wish they would have hired Sark.
Yeah, man. Good grief. Right. That guy's really turning around out there.
Man.
The thing is, you don't know.
You just don't know.
How many guarantees are there out there in college football now?
That's why Alabama did what they did with Saban.
He's the guarantee. Urban Meyer is a guarantee in college.
I don't know anymore.
But I think he's still.
I don't know, man. That reputation has been absolutely
obliterated. But who else? I don't know that there's anybody else that you can name that is an absolute 100% guarantee you want him.
I agree.
They would be good here.
I agree. It's Saban. That's it.
Saban. I would throw Urban in there, but I get your perspective.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
And Urban's not on Saban's level. And plus, Urban's going to leave after a few years. Saban would ride it out. Well, he's 70 now. When's he going to leave?
Damn it, man.
It's ridiculous.
I say it all the time.
Isn't he tired of this?
I say it to people who I don't even know. I'm at the coffee shop. When is Saban going to leave?
I mean, I'm tired of it.
Good Christ.
Doesn't seem like a guy who really wants to retire.
No.
Yeah, I think he wants to spend time with his grandkids, his grandbabies.
Swim in the lake?
Yeah, just swim in his
hang
lake.
Out. Yeah, no, I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe hang out on Jimbo's ranch, one of Jimbo's ranches.
If winning 47 national championships didn't make you want to retire.
It's funny, like Stephanie asked me, she's like, how many does he have now? Oh, like, I have no idea. I think it's 7 or 8. Could
probably
be 12.
Could be 15. Who knows?
Really, who cares?
He wins them every
I don't even
year.
Know that Alabama fans truly remember how many he's had. Like, are they back? Do they have those water cooler talks like, you think that 16 team could have beaten the 19 team or the 14 team?
They probably are having that conversation.
Well, it's probably a good life to live, I guess.
Well, I guess.
But there is no, like, you know, look at some of these group of five guys that everybody thought was great, and they go to a different, you just don't know. You can't know how, like, a Matt Campbell is going to handle in-state recruiting at the University of Florida. You know he can coach, but there's so much more to it.
Well, and the other part
I hold off on all that praise for Matt Campbell that everybody else throws right. around anyhow.
Well, sure.
But the other thing I would say
Iowa once in your life.
Well, he's Iowa State, man. What are you going to do? It's like giving him grief for – it's giving Leonard Hamilton grief for not winning a national championship. You're Florida State.
Well, hold on. Iowa State's not getting to the equivalent of Sweet 16s every year.
I feel like Iowa
Pull
State being
Iowa
ranked.
State.
I feel like Iowa State being ranked in the top 20.
We got sidetracked.
The other thing I was going to say is it also is from year to year the job changes so much in terms of like coaches that are successful. Jimbo in 2013 pushed the right buttons with that team. In 2014, none of them. I mean, that team kept winning.
They went undefeated.
Like in spite of themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
but
they
went undefeated because of how good
talent.
They were and the recruiting.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is the defense never played hard.
Right.
The offense, James.
And they went through the motions.
They only played well when they were down
up
14
against,
or 21 points. So, I mean, and he was a good coach. So, I just think there's a lot to coaching football.
Well, we see
this
all the time. And to your point, and I've tried to make this point too, because fans, we get wrapped up in it and get emotional. And when a guy fails somewhere, you know, we think, well, that's it. That's all for him. But we've seen guys have success one place, go and fail miserably at another place, and then go somewhere else and have success.
Yeah.
Like, did they suddenly get dumb and then smart again? Like, I don't think Scott Frost forgot how to coach football after taking UCF and making them undefeated. They were irrelevant until he made them undefeated. He gets to Nebraska. Is he just a dumbass? He is, but Roland Martinez out there every year. But other than that, I mean, you know he's a smart guy.
And they lose every game. They're 3-8, and all their losses are by one, like
for
one,
the most part,
one
yeah.
point, one play.
Yeah,
I think
that's because they keep rolling out that kid at quarterback, Martinez, who's garbage.
In that S&P ranking, they're like 25th in the country, and they're 3-8.
Well, they nearly beat Ohio State.
And they nearly beat everybody
they've
lost to. They should have beaten Michigan State.
Yeah.
I think also I want to amend that. I think Kirby Smart is pretty close to an automatic wherever he
because he
go.
Recruits.
Yeah,
but even he suffers from Georgia fans going, okay, man, like if he doesn't win it this year, do you know how?
Well, right, I mean, he's not going anywhere, and he's still a really good coach.
Not arguing that. I'm saying that at some point you got to cash it in.
Well, let's hope, yeah. Like Snicker did. Like my man Snit did, finally.
I mean they really – Georgia just has to win because they're going to beat Georgia Tech by 1,000.
Yes, they just
so
have to beat Alabama.
Or just win the playoff game because they'll
well they're
going to
be in the playoff
no matter
what.
I'm saying so they just have to win one of those two
I
games.
Think they want to avoid having to play Alabama again or having to play Ohio State in the first game. If you're one, you get to play Cincinnati probably or somebody
it's
like
a
that
boat racing
probably. I mean they played them last year in the bowl game and beat them on a last second field goal.
Well, there was also
different.
Very different
it's
motivations
COVID season.
Yes, also I yeah man
who would like if Georgia and Alabama right now like who would you guys give the edge to?
Georgia.
Because Alabama's defense seems so bad.
Alabama had to fight like hell just to beat Arkansas last week.
But Alabama does have a good offense.
Yeah,
great offense. And
Georgia hasn't faced anything like that, anything remotely like that offensively. Maybe Tennessee.
I agree, but I'm taking Georgia to win that game. I think the bigger hurdle for Georgia is Ohio State's going to play them well. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
If that happens.
Hopefully it's at least in the championship game. You don't have to match up with them. Like if you lose to Alabama – well, maybe Ohio State would be number one then. So you wouldn't.
Yeah,
I worry about a Georgia-Ohio State matchup in the semifinals.
Let me ask you something though, because this will happen, and we got a break. But and it'll be unfair, and you can be mad. But if he loses with this team being as dominant as they've been, Georgia fans are already all over him to some extent. I got Georgia buddies that are like, well, we'll see if Kirby can do it.
Well, wait, but
I'm
but
like,
what's
man,
the alternative? You're not firing him.
No, you're not firing him. I'm just saying that will weigh heavy. It's almost like when Mike Martin didn't win here.
I was going to say it's much like Bobby Bowden not winning here for 5 years when the decade started.
Don Osborne,
things have changed.
Yeah.
but, you know, times have changed. I mean, you know.
The money is much different.
Oh, yeah, well, he's getting paid more. But I'm saying people weren't fired up with Bowden, and certainly after that Notre Dame game in 93. He's like, oh, just never going to happen with this guy.
Right.
Never going to happen
with
him.
Well, we know after they beat Nebraska, we said the monkey jumped off his back, sprinted across the field on the Tom Osborne.
Yeah, that's right.
But then Tom did something about it. Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, there's always the guy. Like, Phil Mickelson was the best player to never win a major, right? Yeah. And he had to hear that every time they teed it up at a major.
Who is that now?
And he finally went.
Is that Sergio won one, right?
Sergio's got one, yeah. He won the Masters.
Was it Berger?
No, it would probably be Ricky Fowler.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He had the season in which he finished second in all but one of them. So, yeah. I mean, that's a – although his game fell off and he's trying to find it again. But, yeah, it'd be him. Anyhow, Kirby will be that guy. He already is that guy.
Yeah, this might be the year, buddy. It's the year of Atlanta, Georgia-type sports teams.
We'll come back and wrap it up momentarily, except for the Falcons.
Well, look, they're going to get a good draft pick.
Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schoffel, and Corey Clark.
Morning ahead.
Guys.
Sorry, hey, we're having gambling
chat
talk.
Here. We're trying to do the show.
Sorry, everyone.
My man. Welcome back.
It's the last show before the holiday.
Yeah, a little loose in here all of a sudden. I've answered most all the questions here. I think we've answered all of those. There's no more questions.
I think I'm going old school with the pumpkin pie. And we haven't done the pumpkin pie the last couple of years. But I think we're going to go
old school. I'm lukewarm on pumpkin pie.
What is wrong with you?
It's okay, but there's so many better pies.
No, pumpkin pie, it tastes like tradition.
It tastes like a Rose Bowl. It tastes like an average pie.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste anything as good as strawberry
with
rhubarb
a dollop
or
of whipped cream.
Cherry or apple or blueberry or strawberry, even pineapple. All those pies are better than pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie's got a little spice and some sweet. It's just perfect.
I'll eat the pumpkin pie. I'm not running from it. It's not my thing.
Where are you going to watch the game on Saturday?
My house.
Oh, okay. With your kids?
Yeah.
Okay, they watch or are they in and out?
Yeah, they're in and out.
Okay. Your wife?
They like to go to all the games.
Sure.
Like, they want to go to every game. And if they're not going, then they're like, oh, okay, I'll check in, see the score.
How many people do you think it could be like the 13 game where it was half Florida State fans?
I think there's a good chance, man, because Florida State sold out all their tickets. And
quickly.
From what I understand, the secondary market, there's a bountiful supply out there.
A lot of Garnet in
that
stadium.
The question is, there's a lot of FSU fans who refuse to go to Gainesville for whatever reason. But
smell.
If those people get past that.
Right.
It's a
maybe,
short jaunt, man. It's a short trip.
Especially if you're like in Tampa or Orlando or somewhere
like
that. Yeah, here too. It's 2 hours.
Drive, man.
I feel like this team kind of deserves it. Like, this is a team that we...
I advised everybody on the show. Go buy a ticket on the secondary market for next to nothing. Sit in a Bull Gators seat on the 50 and cheer for Florida State.
No, you're not going to do that.
No, I'm going to watch from the house.
How long you think Florida State, if Florida State wins there after this season... You think Norvell will just let them celebrate on the field as long as Jacksonville
State?
It'll
be a Jacksonville State celebration.
Jacksonville State just left.
Every player on the team will be holding the Gator. They'll all take pictures with it. The fans will get to come on the field and hold the Gator. if they finish this season by beating Florida to go 6-6, it would
be a hell of a turnaround.
Go ahead and celebrate as long as you want.
They should celebrate. Yeah, it's going to be a weird day. I mean, the Florida fans that are going, it's going to look like the Bataan Death March as they're walking towards that stadium. Like, what's happened?
There's nothing to be excited about. Like, at least Florida State had, we get to see Odell coach. This will be fun. There's nothing really to be excited about as a Florida fan other than you get a chance to beat Florida State, I guess. But Florida State has so much more motivation. They're going to be so much better coached this week.
Yeah, it's like even if they understand how badly Florida State wants to go to a bowl game, and that would be fun to ruin it, the reward is that they have to go to a bowl game.
Yeah, they get to go to a bowl game that they don't really care to watch or be at. Yeah,
with the staff that they don't want to. I mean, it's just.
Where is their equivalent of the Shreve?
Ooh, I don't know. What bowls have they gone to?
I don't know what an SEC.
What's the equivalent of the Shreve?
The All American Bowl in Birmingham? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. Yeah. I forget. All the bowls change their names.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't realize that the Gasparilla Bowl was. I thought Gasparilla was like a company or something. It's apparently some parade down there.
You've never been to the Gasparilla Parade in Tampa?
Clearly, I haven't. I didn't know that was a parade. I know it was a thing.
It's one of the biggest parades in the world, buddy. It's fantastic.
So it's like the
been going on forever.
East Coast Rose Bowl
You've
parade.
You got to go to the Gasparilla.
I can't wait, man. I hope they get us
come
there.
Come on, buddy. I'll take you.
That'll be fun.
It's a good time.
All right. What is it? What's it for?
Celebrating the Pirates, baby. All the Buccaneers.
So a Gasparilla is a pirate?
No.
Is it a ship?
Here. Well, there are ships all in the parade.
I want a Dale Mabry parade. I want a bunch of to celebrate blimps and power lines. It's not too soon to joke about. That was like 80 years ago, right? It's 90 years ago?
The Gasparilla Parade, I did call it right. I wanted to make sure I was 100% right. I am. It's a festival. It's a pirate festival. It's awesome.
It's a pirate festival.
Look at this thing, man. It's incredible.
The people dressed up like pirates.
Oh, so it's a parade on the river. It's a parade of boats?
People, yes, but it's in the streets, too. It's amazing.
Oh, well, I legitimately can't wait.
They've been doing it since 1904.
I can promise you I'd rather do that. So Mabry was alive. He might have been to one of these.
He was drunk at one of these.
His blimp was...
He was going, yeah.
Okay, nice, man.
He was at the parade telling it, listen, I just got my blimp license.
Yeah, you're really going to want to ride. It's really fun.
No, it's a good time. You'd like it. And it's a sea of people, some of them scantily clad.
Okay, December.
It's a fun time.
When is it? It's in
January.
Oh, okay. Well, then we won't be there for that. The game has no real tie to it.
No.
Maybe Mullen could be the Grand Marshal.
Yeah, they're not having the parade while we're there.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go back for that.
I'll take you down there.
Okay. I can't wait, man. I'd love to see a
parade. January 29th, buddy. We're going down there.
Oh, January 29th, Ira?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, cool, man.
Tall boys for everybody. We'll wander the streets. Everything goes there. It's shenanigans.
Either way, trust me, if they
beat... Does it go by Mons?
No, not really. No.
Well, you can make a detour. It's pretty simple, a couple of turns. But either way, if they beat Florida, we're definitely rooting for that bowl and not anything
I
want to
go to the Shreve, buddy.
I really don't.
No, I know. It's funny, these guys, when I said that just now, if you guys couldn't see on TV, they both gave me the sincere look in my eyes. No. Not even the dismissive. They were like, no, you did not.
It's like, you know, when you go, we've all been to casinos.
But I like casinos.
But I know, but we've all been to casinos or other places maybe where you're not, you go into a casino like 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. Four in the morning, and you see the type of people.
These are the kind of casinos where you're afraid.
Road hard, put up wet.
Yes. You're afraid if anybody sees you win, that they're going to follow you out to the parking lot.
You could get knifed.
But it's a pretty, and I'm not even joking. It's a pretty sad, depressing state of affairs there in those casinos.
Yeah,
it's not the bells and whistles you're used to. They play war. I think they play solitaire. War. They have crazy games.
If they're playing Tonk, I'm in, man. Let's go. I'll play some Tonk for people.
So, yeah, I'd much rather go to Tampa. I think that'd be a fun trip, and it'd be a huge Florida State crowd. Is that in a dome?
It used to be, now they're not.
Well, either way, I don't want to jinx it by talking too much about a bowl before they get there.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. Yeah. What are you guys thinking? Who's going to win this football? We don't have to, but like, what do you think?
I had us winning by 2 touchdowns last week, and I should have been right. I've been nailing these picks lately. I got us winning the game. I do.
I'm going to say Florida 28-27.
You just do this now. You actually thought they were going to lose to Miami, and you thought they might lose to BC, but you don't think that.
Florida 28-27.
You don't believe it. Yeah. Good job, Matthew. Good job, Ira and Corey, and thanks to all of you. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll talk to you again real soon. Go Noles.